Stone Clearing with Richard Herring.
No. Whoopi, come here. Do that before the podcast. Clear your throat first. It's 8:38, the 18th of April, was it? What? 2020, what, four? No. Chapter 1, 5, 7, I believe. Wolfie's going crazy. Hello, darling. You going crazy? I just got to unlock that gate. Unless we're going for a walk. I haven't seen you so much. I think Wolfie's been staying with her grandparents. Well, not literally my parents and that. But maybe her grandparents as well. We don't know how the problems came about. So I haven't been doing too many walks with her, which is partly why there haven't been loads of podcast recently. Obviously my mail, but I've been inundated, that's it, with emails. I'll just read you some of them. Just people, where's the podcast? Come on, I need podcast. What, go back to daily podcast, please. This one's from Wing Mirror MOT. Sorry, MOT Wing Mirror, I just read his... there, sorry, you've got to be careful these days. Details are MOT Wind Mirror. Where's the podcast? Well, I expect to have a podcast. Well, it's very entitled of you. You know, I've got other stuff to do. This is a big platform, so I should advertise the fact that I'm going to be on tour with my stand-up show. Can I have my ball back? I mean, it won't interest you. It's about organic stuff. No need to panic. Oh, Wolfie, no wonder you wanted to go out so quickly. That's a big wee, isn't it? Here's an email from Fence Gables. I just had difficulty reading it. Where's the podcast? Could I get, please? There's countless emails here. I could just go on through my inbox, just reading out just messages from people who just have come to expect this as a right, rather than as a beautiful pleasure to come along when I see fit. For I am the way, the truth, and the light. I'm not saying I'm the new stone Jesus. That is for you to say. Oh my goodness, look at the crops. I can't believe it. It's like in being in a different place. They're as high as me. Rapeseed. As high as a man. Let's get a photo of this wolf, just in case. It's a beautiful day, I have to say. Absolutely gorgeous day. Look at that blue sky. Look at that dog. Look at that rape. It's in a nice way. It's in a nice way. And just checking my emails. Yeah, so it's I've got a coat on. Probably didn't need to. But yesterday I went for a walk and I didn't put a coat on. It was really cold, even though it was sunny today. It's, you know, you can't judge, can you? I've put a stone on the Alpha and Omega Ken. Don't worry about that. And there's a nice little uncropped bit here with some nice stones on. I'll just clear these off. The future of stone clearing, of course, uncertain. As sometime in the summer, we are going to be moving not too far away. I mean, I would say a drive away from here, but will it be a drive I'm prepared to take to walk a dog? You need to walk a dog. So all of those you think, oh, you know, where's my stone clearing podcast? Make the most of what you've got. You don't know what you've got till it's gone. And well, you know, because I haven't done it for a bit, you probably do know what you've got till it's gone, and it seems for most of you, it doesn't really matter. But, you know, I know there are some people out there wanting to get to the advanced level lessons, still on intermediate, despite doing a podcast a day, every day last year. I don't know how maths works. That's not my job. That's for the mathematicians to work it out. My job is just to clear stones, get this job done. And of course, I'm hopeful that the field will be clear of stones by July, August, whenever it is we go. And my job will be done. We can move on to clearing stones in the big city. The big city we're moving to. Comparatively, it's a big city. There's a lovely big area here that's the crop hasn't taken in. I have actually purchased a metal detector, which is something I wanted to do for a long time. I've done it for my son, ostensibly. That's the excuse. He's got very interested in archaeology and digging things up. I mean, not very interested. He's expressed a small interest in it. And we dug some stuff up in the garden at my parents'. No use for stones, of course. But it might be a good cover. That's what I thought. That's why I jumped at the idea, because I could come out looking like I'm looking for metal, but while I'm doing that, could be clearing stones. So if I can get permission from the farmer. I don't know how I do that. Then that could be a good way of substituting. You have to use the, and a lot of people resist this, but you have to use modern tools in order to facilitate this work. I know there's a whole load of you out there think no, stone clearing should be done naked, without tools, without clothes, unshod. Oh, it's hot though. But I say we move on. If that's a schism in the movement, if that we have to have wars between the various factions to sort this out. I've been reading about the beginnings of Christianity. All the different versions of Jephthah that there were. Of course, the stone Jephthah is the real Jephthah. And that one won out in the end for most of us, but a few people still clinging on to this idea that he was interested in souls or something, being good rather than just moving stones, moving big stones from tombs, big fishes of men. That's about stones. Let hears that sin, cast the first stone. I mean, how many fucking clues do you need, you idiots? You Baptist idiots. Wolfie. How are we doing, wolves? It's very peaceful out here. The problem, of course, is with this high crop, it's very hard to do. What we've done, get up here. Let's take this off for the moment, because you've got all tangled up in you. Go and do a poop if you want. It's very hard to see the stone stars he's approaching. Many of them are tiny women, old women as well, so makes it hard, easier for them to sneak. Wolfie's eating a bit of the crop. That's not on Wolfie. If it's organic, no need to panic. If it's not, chuck the twat. I was on the Russell Howard podcast this week. I actually forgot the first rule of stone clearing. Unbelievably. It's been so long since I've been out here. First rule of stone clearing, of course, there are no rules to stone clearing. It's the clever first rule. Second rule, make sure you take all your rubbish home with you if you're having a picnic out here. No need to make a mess. Just found a nice bit of flint. I mean, it's mainly flint. This is a nice flat bit. This will be a good skim stone. The ground actually nicely is kicking using my foot. That's an intermediate method to kick the stone out of the claggy ground. Wolfie's excited. Can I get this one out with my foot? I don't know where my trowel has got to, actually. I have got a new archaeological tool. I should bring that out, but it's quite fearsome. Looks a bit like a knife rope. Where's the undergrowth has got big again. I can't even see where the cairn here is. I feel it's there. No, no click. Well, a new cairn has begun. A new cairn has begun. Oh, jumping around, please. And just I was just clearing a stone on the edge there. It was already off the field, but I felt it wasn't far enough, so I kicked it. It was a bit of a weak kick. Did send the stone a little further off, not as far as I wanted. Wanted to go into the base of the trees. But we are getting some good stone clearing out here. I haven't mentioned all of them. You probably have been over here. Most of them go. Here's a nice one. Into the base of the trees. Can't wait for those trees to topple under the weight of a million stones. Got till January, till July to make that happen. Well, you know, if we are going to finish this soon, I will miss you guys. You know, the community, the emails I've been getting from you. Don't appreciate the photos of young women that have been pouring in to tempt me away from the world of stone to the world of flesh. But I'm stronger most of the time than... Don't send those into herring967@gmail.com. RichardHerring.com/ballback/tour. If you want to have a look at that tour about clearing my own stone. Stone clearing does get a mention. That's going to tempt you. And this, you know, this advert on this podcast alone could sell upwards of 2 tickets. So... Can't work out if it's selling well. I mean, it's not selling great. It's selling okay in some places it's sold out. Can't work out if it's better than usual or not yet. We'll see. My appeal remains, for some reason, quite limited. Like, I'm not just producing constantly amazing mainstream content, which I am. That's what I'm saying. That's my point. It's sort of weird that Paddy McGuinness is selling tickets for £80. And... yeah, the stone clearer guy. That's the power of the stone stars eat and the forces in the behind the scenes. Me and Liz Truss, the greatest people of our generation. Somehow the PR machines of these, you know, foggy, hidden... I don't know what they are. Well, it's a stone sarsy, essentially. Stone sarsy doesn't like Liz Truss. Partly because they have to call her Liz Truff. She insists on that. Still a few, somehow a few people get through the net, though, the net cast that catches the millions. And, you know, about 100 people come see me everywhere I go. So, that's good news. Oh, come on, boys, on we go. So come see the tour if you can, but, you know, don't be sad. Don't. I know a lot of people are going to probably feel like they should end their life when this podcast ends. And, yeah, you know, I can see that to a point. Wolfie's got caught up in the rapeseed crop here. Oh! Managed to go right round about 4 bushes, so I've had to let her off again. And don't kill yourself. If you do kill yourself, if this finishes, please don't mention my name in the suicide note, because someone has to wade through all this, find this bit, and say, like, he, you know, he encouraged, and I'm not encouraging. I'm encouraging you to do whatever you want to do, but not bring me into it. And I'm not sure life will be worth living for any of you once this is gone. So, you know, but there's always the chance. So there's always hope. However bleak, even if I die myself and pass on from this realm to the realm of stones, it's a chance I'll return. Like Stone G5 did, I'll roll back the stone. Might not be straight away, might be 3 days, might be 3 years. I might just come back 50 years on. Suddenly you'll get a little ping. Your notifications. There'll still be podcasts in 50 years' time. And there'll be another stone clearing podcast there for you. I have returned, for I am the way, the truth, and the stone. I mean, you know, I'm not sure. I can see why people haven't really missed this. But we're not going to do a long one today. We're just heading across to the main Ken. It's actually now really hard to sit there. It was a nice bit where the crop hadn't grown. It's now, the ground is thick. I don't know what they do with rapeseed oil, but they're going to make a lot of it here today. I feel like probably one plant doesn't probably only makes a drop though, right? It might even just be one bottle of rapeseed oil that's made from this field. Can't be a lot of oil in one of these things. Squeezing it now, nothing. Need to find at least one stone for the main kit. Absolutely, this is like a brick wall of yellow and green, and no bricks. Cannot even see. Here's a stone. We'll put this along a little. So we've come along a little bit. We'll put it on the wall part of the tech can. Grown nicely. There's a little fella who's rolled off, I think, at some point. He's back on. Absolutely looking pathetic, that's the Ken. Smaller than when I started, but longer. Midges in the air. Whoopee! Whoopee! Oh, okay. Well, hopefully there was a bit of an incident there with the dog. Luckily, mainly friendly. And then I think I pressed the wrong button on the phone. I'm worried I've deleted something, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. You missed an incident. But it was mainly playing, and then it got a little bit argy-bargy. Bit of dribbling from Wolfie onto another dog, wasn't it? You saw another doggy. Come on. Don't know what I'm saying. That side, let her off the lead. And like I said, couldn't see the stone stars. I think it was Carla who used to walk our dog. In their lunchtime walk. And I don't think she's one of the stone stars, but it's always the last person you suspect. I think she is one of the stone stars. So now I suspect, I don't think it is. Oh, yeah, I'm trapped in a paradox. It's like Star Trek. Little stone in the path there. Looks like it might be part of a piece of Roman pottery, but off it goes. So, nice to be back. It's a gentle reintroduction. We've had very little singing. Not much going on. And looking out over these fields, wondering what treasures lie beneath them. I can find my metal detector and then just throw to the side of the field when I find them. Because, of course, if it's organic, no, it's panic. If it's not, chuck the twat. You can't even take, I guess, man-made objects and come off the field. But see, it feels wrong. Right, came up to the ditch to stop Brexit. And I've got a couple of slightly bigger than shrapnel, but not much bigger. The pickings are slim. Flim pickings. There it goes. Should have left my... I took my headphones off when the fight began. And of course, as a good reporter of everything on the field, I should have left them on to capture every moment of that debacle. But there we go. We live and learn until we don't. Right, Alpha and Omega Ken. Nice little small stone on there. And just time for some more of your emails as we head back home. We've done Duckett's Passage back to the real world that you live in. Purple Bin. Purple Bin Easy Jets has been in touch. It was probably Purple Bin Easy Jet. I'm guessing that's how you pronounce it. don't know where they're from. Hi, Rich, it's me, Purple Bin, EasyJet. I'm from Croydon. Though originally, I'm from Borehamwood. So it's, yeah, it's, that's why I've got an unusual name. And just wanted to say, I hope you're back on the airway soon. I completely understand that you can't, you know, that we are lucky to get what scraps lie beneath thy table, for thy are the way, the truth and the stone. Thank you, Purple Abin. And as much as I dream and pray every night that you will return, every morning when you're not there, I understand that I must be patient and not be a prick, like all the other people who listen to this podcast, who I'm sure have just been emailing me constantly, where's the next podcast? Purple Bin, you are so right. Can't tell you how 100% correct you are there. Just, I can't, you know, it's like there's so many emails, even though they're digital, I have to wade through them every morning. It's fucking insane. Anyway, Rich, keep up the great work, or don't, or do what you like. Obviously, it's up to you. You know, some people might say this idea run its course anyway, so it's good if you're going to have to stop it. But other people like me would say, no, that is not correct. That is deeply wrong. It needs to go on at least another 1,000 episodes to get good. It needs to get really good. Right, we're across the way. Well, thank you. I sensed a bit of sarcasm in that, I think, but a bit of a backhanded compliment, but I'll take the compliments that came with it. We're back home, wolves. Back to our real life. Back to pretending just to be a regular dog. Okay? Can you do that? Let's get you some food. You just pretend you're a normal dog rather than the most special dog on this earth. The dog of the new Stone Jeeper, if I'm not saying that's me. Though it is my dog. Anyway, thanks for listening. See you again next time, whenever that might be. For I am the Lord of the Stone Fetty. And I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all on the Stone Fetty.
Listen to the stones, my friend, and they've a halving ye a merry dance. Don't listen to the birds and trees, don't listen to your underpants. Listen to the stones, listen to the stones, and they in turn shall listen to ye, my friend, my fine friend.
Stone Clearing with Richard Herring, starred me, Richard Herring, and Wolfie the dog. Plus, Carla the dog walker was there as well, and her dog as well, I've forgotten the name of, but nearly got attacked by Wolfie. The music is by Mike Cofgrave, the voice of the Batones is Michael Fahey.
Listen to the stones, my friend, and they shall sing ye a merry dance. Don't listen to the birds and trees, don't listen to your underhand. Listen to the stones, listen to the stones, and they in turn shall listen to ye, my friend, my fine friend.